Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Outside of social media, how have you guys marketed and branded your product?
I keep my nails pink all the time. So people always say, oh, I like your nails. And why you? Every time I see you, you have pink. Oh, I have a brand called Pink Nookie. Or I had pink in my hair at one point. I just make sure I have something with the brand on.
Text message campaign.
Yeah. We do send email. Text and email marketing a lot. Fashion Nova is crazy with the text message marketing. So I kind of.
What do they do?
They send out texts like every day.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like one was like, your order is guaranteed to come faster than your man. Like, so I'm like, okay. And when you get on social media, you see everybody talking about Fashion Nova's text.
Fashion Nova just sent this text.
Yeah, so that's what I try to do. Like last week I did drop and give me 50 Kegels. Like stuff like that. Like it gets the people going.
So,
That's hard. That's hard.
Looking for InvestFest this year, what are some things that you guys are going to do differently this year than you've done in the past?
We're getting that premium booth.
Definitely
sure.
Have to have that premium booth. All
right, out of the ad.
He spoke to the right guy.
Need that premium booth. And then this year, I want to do like.
Well, talk about why that's important, like location, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Every year, we've had a good booth, but when you guys do the walkthrough, it's certain aisles that you guys go through. You're not going through the back aisles or the middle ones. You're going through the premium booths. And that's where everybody is. Like, 19 Keys, everybody has a premium booth. So
I think the faster you buy, the better your booth is. Yeah. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, because you get to pick it on the website.
Last year,
first come,
soon,
first serve.
As soon as y'all dropped it, we brought it, and we was across from the EYL University booth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how good, we ended up with Mike.
Good location.
Yeah. I seen Mike. I didn't even know who Mike was. I just seen him at the booth. I seen his face out in the hallway. I said, "Bro."
Yeah, we went back and gave. Came
next
and gave
morning,
me the
I pulled down on him. Asked him. I'm aggressive. He gave me his personal number and everything. Like after I talked to him, told him my story, he gave me his number. That's probably like the closest thing I had to a mentor since we started.
Yeah, for sure.
That's dope, man. Dope, that's dope.
Dope. So I think that it's always an exciting time, but it's important to make sure you got your business correct. Like a lot of people be excited. Like, I'm gonna be a vendor at InvestFest, but that's cool. But make sure you got a strategy. Make sure you got the logo correct. Make sure you got enough inventory. Because especially this year, Vendor Marketplace, we haven't announced it yet, but we got some pretty dope vendors that are going to do activation. So it's going to be that Vendor Marketplace is always a vibe. But this year, I think it's going to be even more of a vibe.
And make sure you got business cards.
Make sure you got the right shoes. If you don't hustle like us, we pulling 12-hour shifts 3 days in a row. That's what I tell people.
You got to be comfortable.
12-hour shift 3 days in a row.
And get there early.
Yeah.
Get there early. I know, I feel like the past couple of years, I've always met y'all in the morning.
In the morning.
It'd be like 9 o'clock. I'm doing laps to see what's going on.
You don't got to deal with a crowd of people gathering around you.
I ain't even got my fit on yet.
Yeah. They don't, and people, it's not enough people to run to you yet. Yeah. So it's, and I feel like when you are there earlier, everybody is kind of more relaxed. When the crowds of people start coming, then you obviously naturally have to be more.
You know what's crazy is that, so when we brought Robert Smith through last year, and some people knew who he was, but a lot of people, he was able to walk through with no problem. Like, it wasn't you bring Steve Harvey through, and it's like a tsunami. Yeah. Like, he walked through.
Yeah, I brought him past our booth, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this one, yeah.
Yeah, so it's crazy. But like you said, as far as the early bird catching the worm, and the Dan Cathy story, I think is good, because Sunday is the last day of the event. That was 2 years ago, and he came very unassuming, name tag, stuff like that. So he was there before vendors.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why somebody that's worth $7 billion is there before a small business vendor. And it's their business.
What are you doing?
Wall Street Trapper, he put us on his live.
Yeah, that was
early morning.
Yep.
It is. That's how it happens.
Nah, you got to be there. Early. I always tell people, man, early birds catch the worm. You never know.
Yeah. You literally never know.
And that's the thing. I'm replaying the story in my head. I'm like, you saw him. He was actually lost.
Yeah.
He was just trying to find the back.
He didn't know where to go.
He didn't know where to go.
We like, oh, they're over there. Just go. Yeah. But we made sure to talk to him first.
That's a fact.
I'm going to get you where you need to go.
From that moment, I walked with him, showed him around, and then I was able to introduce him to Don Peebles, who he had never met.
Mm.
And so now you got these billionaire tycoons in respective spaces are now meeting for the first time. So to witness that, it was crazy. But to start with y'all trying to figure out, oh, there he is. Go there.
Go over there.
So as far as you guys looking at, you moved to Atlanta, and Atlanta is the place of InvestFest, but it's also entrepreneurship hub of Black America. How has your experience been in Atlanta as far as meeting people, networking? Like, how has your experience been in Atlanta as entrepreneurs that's moving from out of town?
Amazing.
Amazing. Like, so as soon as we came, it was the love, it's just, when I explain it to people, I just be like, bro, it's made for us. Like, you want to succeed in the world, go to Atlanta. And that's from experience, though. Yeah.
Because you'll meet, they're regular people, but they're not regular people. But they're doing regular people things, like just out to eat, or he has season passes to the Hawks games. Like, the amount of people we've met just going to a basketball game is insane.
And I don't even watch sports.
Yeah. Even the brand of choice that y'all have on today is a testament to that, right? Yeah. Like, y'all are wearing Milano, for those who are not in the know. But it was just y'all ran into her.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were looking for this. And she said, no
it
problem.
It was sold out on the site.
On
the
website.
She said, let me, she took a picture of my contact card, and she had her assistant text me and had what we needed Uber to us the next day.
Because I feel like a lot of Atlanta gets a lot of bad rap. And for people, but I don't think that's people that's fully experienced it, right? And it's like coming from other places, it's not the same. Like, that level of, sometimes you got to be inspired and be in the right situation to to have the ability to grow. And it's like a lot of small towns or different cities and different things of that nature, and it's like it's a crab in a barrel mentality, and it's mm-hmm. not a lot of people that are doing the same thing that you're mm-hmm. doing. So it's difficult to kind of grow if you're not in the right environment.
And you have to go to the right places. Like, you can't say, oh, I'm moving to Atlanta to grow, and you're not in any places that business owners are. You just only in the clubs, or you only at the bars.
We don't even go out. Like, mm-hmm. when people come to Atlanta, oh, what's this? Like, we don't know.
What's the best restaurant? Have no clue.
We on business.
And even, like, our lawyer at InvestFest, Brandon Williams is our lawyer.
Yeah. Really?
But our
he was
first,
supposed to be here, but he said he had a family emergency. Yeah.
But our first year, or one of the years at InvestFest, he walked right past us. Like, we were trying to give him something. He just kept on going. And so now it's like, now he's our attorney.
But tell that story, girl. That's a good story, too, because he works for Steve Harvey. He's mm-hmm. Steve Harvey's lawyer. Mm-hmm. And now he represents you guys. So how'd you make that connection?
InvestFest.
There you have it.
InvestFest. Like, that's all I can say is, like, and he is, like, people always say, oh, he's somebody. Like, he is.
Very respected.
Yes.
Down
yeah, sure. Yeah, and he took us, our first time meeting him, he took us to the Four Seasons and for breakfast, and we were like, what do we wear and what do we do? And he was just so, like, cool. Like, he was just his regular.
Yeah, that's like, his morning Brandon. Office.
Yeah. We saw him there a while ago.
Yeah. And so, they know him by name there. They're like, yeah, but Mr. Williams comes all the time.
A lot of people are fearful of moving out of their environment. What do you say to those people that, like, you know, sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith and leave the place that you grew up in, leave the familiar surrounding, leave the family that you know, right? It's difficult to
sacrifice.
Leave. How do you, what kind of advice would you give to those type of people?
It's a big world out there.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
Yeah. And people get so caught up in friends and family supporting them. Like, it's a big world out there. It's way more people. And you will turn a stranger into a customer before you turn a family member or a friend into a customer. So my biggest thing was just knowing, like, I already dominated in my city, but I want so much more. And I don't feel like I would have ever done that if I would have just stayed in Indianapolis and just been content with the support I got there.
And where we from, everybody that made it left, like mm-hmm. Mike Epps, Vivica Fox, Babyface, mm-hmm. everybody from our hometown that made it left. Nobody made it living in Indianapolis.
What part? East?
East side.
Yeah, east side.
East side, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of these things where I feel like...
Ain't our friend Ian from the east?
No, he's from East Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
I feel like it's one of these things that I always say, you can always come back home.
Yeah.
Right? If worse comes to worse, you move, you're an actor and you're trying to move to LA or you're trying to go to Atlanta, or one of these Miami, one of these places. If it doesn't work out, you could always go home, right? Like, you know that. You're familiar with that situation. But what about the regret that you're going to have because you never knew what would have happened if it's like that Drake song, like, I'm leaving. Like, what would have happened if you would have packed your bags and left, right? You always got to live with that regret thinking about, damn, I never know what could have happened. At least you knew. If it didn't work out, at least you know I gave it my all. I tried. You know, things didn't happen. Now I'm going to come back home.
And even then, for me, going home is not an option either. It's somewhere else to go.
Whoever said it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. That's why when stuff happened to us, I'd be like, it don't faze me because I already knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so being uncomfortable, oh, I don't want to leave. I don't want to move. So you just not going to move because you don't want to. Maybe you gotta move. Like, I got a daughter. I left my daughter still living in Indianapolis. My oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a sacrifice. She know what I'm doing here. She know she gonna win off of it in the future.
Yeah,
you're building a legacy, man. It's incredible. $600, no job, in jail, sleeping on the floor, making a decision to come to an event. That turning into a $1,000 business, to $1 million business, to a multi-million-dollar business. It's an incredible story.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.